What is going on, everyone? I'm your host, Kevin Munoz, wishing you all a happy new year and welcoming you back to the Leo Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want early access to episodes and a bonus episode, you can find that right now on our patreon.com/latinamericaneo. And if not, then enjoy this one. On today's tech episode, we will be discussing the global initiative to teach online skills to increase access to jobs and education. However, with this effort to build a more computerized world, are we really reaching those that need it the most? But before we begin today's episode, I'd like to share a few updates. For this year, I'm super excited to take all the things that I've learned in 2021, combined with some new equipment I got during Christmas, to churn out some amazing episodes. If you're interested in checking out the video of me unboxing it all, then head on over to my Patreon. The other update, if you follow me on Instagram, then you might have seen that with your help, I decided to give the Spanish episodes their own home. I've been wanting to do this for a while now, just because it's more organized and really just makes more sense to me in my head, so I'm glad that a lot of you agree with me on that decision. So if you're a listener of the Spanish episodes, or maybe you have a family member who is, then you can still access them through the link in the show notes. So with all that being said, let's get into today's tech episode. With how fast tech has been advancing over the last years, there's a global initiative seeking to teach online skills in order to increase access to jobs and education. At face value, this sounds like a great movement. However, there are some experts that debate how well these types of schemes reach those most in need. Because when it comes down to it, in order for this to work, well, you first need to be able to afford an internet connection. Now you might be thinking, well, there are places and companies that do just that and help families get an internet connection. So with that in mind, let's take a look at some places doing that or are looking to do just that. In New York, there are thousands of kiosks offering free Wi-Fi being rolled out across the city under the Link NYC scheme to help people of all income levels go online. There's also a Miami-based organization called One Laptop Per Child, OLPC, that continues to hand out free laptops to children in developing countries. While Google also promised in 2017 to teach online skills to 10 million Africans over the next 5 years. However, the catch is that these initiatives only work if people are already connected to the internet or own the necessary technology. So because of this, poor people are inevitably the ones being left out. Take New York's Link NYC's private internet connection as an example. In order to connect to their private internet connection, you're going to need one of Apple's latest iPhones, which is, as we all know, can get pretty pricey. This excludes those of low income who are most likely to need free Wi-Fi because they can't afford a home broadband connection. There's actually a term that refers to this, called the digital divide, which has traditionally referred to the gap between those who have access to computers and the internet, and those with limited or no access. According to the International Telecommunication Union, a United Nations agency, globally, there are around 3.2 billion people that are using the internet. And according to the Brookings Institution, of the roughly 4.3 billion people who aren't connected, about half live in India and China, which is very interesting to me because both of these countries are known for their tech, but when you really think about it, it does make sense because it's harder for people there to earn a living. Take India, for example. Smartphones there cost as much as $125, which for Indians is well above the affordability of many. Even though the price in some parts of the country has dropped below that level, that device cost still puts the internet-enabled phones out of reach to millions of people when you consider that they have to cover costs for food, housing, and transportation. But even when talking about a more developed country like the United States, there are still access issues linked to income levels. According to a survey data, 81% of people having incomes above $75,000 own smartphones, compared to 47% for those earning below $30,000. You're listening to the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz. Support for today's episode comes from my Patreons. If you enjoy the show and are looking for bonus content and to further support the show, then head on over to patreon.com/latinamericaneo or visit my website, latinamericaneo.org, to join the growing Leo Podcast community. because the learning doesn't stop with this episode. There's also some sick merch on my website, everything from shirts, coffee mugs, and tote bags. All info will be at the bottom in the show notes. Now let's get back to today's episode. The biggest problem that's causing this digital divide, according to this Brookings Institution report, is that while people might be provided with a free computer, they can't use it without a connection. Addressing the high telecommunication charges is often something that's overlooked. The problem is that due to monopolies, telecommunication prices remain high and make it difficult for people living in poverty to access digital services. The other issue is there not being enough digital content. This prevents people from understanding the benefits of the digital world and seeing how they personally could gain from the internet. The issue is that, in many places, content may be available only in a non-native language, and that keeps local speakers from accessing the internet services. In places like Mexico, South Africa, Bangladesh, Malaysia, and Brazil, they have taxes on mobile broadband that discourages internet access. These connectivity taxes, combined with fees, increase the cost of mobile services and obviously represent a huge barrier, especially for underserved communities where affordability is a major factor. The reason why I think it's important to talk about the digital divide is because of COVID-19. As we all know, the world came to a halt, and you most likely know a friend or family member that lost their job, unless they had the privilege to work remotely from home. As you might be aware, the majority affected were those from our community who work in the labor market. Now think about Latin American households, where a vast majority don't even have access to online resources. In fact, only 45.5% of Latin American households have broadband access. In urban areas, 67% of households are connected, while in rural areas, it's only 23%. The reason I bring this up is that this digital divide, this gap in connectivity, has implications for education, health sectors, and labor markets. The gap is significant, with millions of school children losing out on educational opportunities in the absence of in-person classes. Those that don't have internet can't access telehealth services, even as governments relax barriers to telemedicine to expand healthcare to the vulnerable. So to conclude today's episode, sometimes I find it difficult to get as excited as everyone else when it comes to crypto, NFTs, and the metaverse without addressing the issue that there are still 4.3 billion people with no internet access. I think it's super important to improve access to technology to communities that really need it before thinking about how the metaverse will bring people around the world together. Because, well, how will people even get into the metaverse if they don't have access to an internet connection? Some of the most significant barriers involve poverty, mobile or telecommunications taxes, and the high cost of computer devices and access fees. What needs to be prioritized to truly connect the world and bridge the digital divide is taking steps like reducing telecommunications access costs, improving network efficiency, expanding digital infrastructure, strengthening digital literacy, providing diverse content, encouraging multilingualism, promoting free expression, enabling affordable services, and increasing digital competition. That's all for today on the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz, and for those of you on Patreon, I'll see you in the bonus episode where we will be talking about how El Salvador is doing since the adoption of Bitcoin and what other Latin American countries think about crypto. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next episode, and as always, feel free to send me a message with your thoughts or with any interesting topic you'd like to see covered. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, latinamericaneo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time. This podcast is not investment advice. I am not a qualified, licensed investment advisor. All information on here, including any ideas, opinions, views, predictions, forecasts, commentaries, suggestions, or stock picks expressed or implied are for informational, entertainment, or educational purposes only and should not be construed as personal investment advice. Conduct your own due diligence or consult a licensed financial advisor or broker before making any and all investment decisions. Any investments, trades, speculations, or decisions made on the basis of any information found on this podcast, expressed or implied, are committed at your own risk, financial or otherwise.